What's up? This is Strobe Life Radio. This is Jason King. I'm here with Jesse from Upsilon Crux. Go ahead and say hi.
Hey, what's up, guys?
And what do you play in the band?
I play drums in Upsilon Crux.
Right on. And you guys have a couple shows coming up, right?
Yeah, we have two shows in the Bay Area this weekend. And we also have one show at the Echo on the 19th, which is a Sunday, with Some Girls and the Bad Dudes. And we also have two shows at the Smell on the 24th and the 25th of February. The 24th being with Plot to Blow Up the Eiffel Tower, and the 25th being with Orth Realm and Zombie.
Right on. I love that band, Plot to Blow Up the Eiffel Tower. There's some good guys.
Yeah, they're a great band. We toured with them and the Locust last year, and they're a great live band and a great bunch of guys. Pretty diverse, too. All their albums sound a little bit different, so.
Right on. And so we're going to play some tunes from you guys, and then, I don't know, we'll chat up, talk about the band, see how long you guys have been around and stuff. The first track on this is probably, I'm guessing, you guys, right?
Yeah, this is Upsilon Crux track right here.
All right, everybody stick around. Head over to myspace.com/strobelifradio. Add us as your friend. And send over any questions or requests or anything you got. And we'll be right back. All right, thanks. We'll be right back. What's up? This is Justin King. This is Strobe Life Radio. I'm here with Jesse from Upsilon Crux. That was who you guys just heard there.
Yeah, that was a track from our latest album, and it's entitled When Satan Ruled the Ocean, Jesus Made My Fish Tank Boil. The beginning percussion piece is kind of a homage to early 70s Frank Zappa live percussion solos. We kind of picked it apart and made a little collage of some of our favorite pieces.
Right on. And then tell everybody where they can go listen to you guys some more. You guys have like a MySpace or anything that they can...
Yeah, we're on MySpace, Upsilon Crux at MySpace. And also, if you type in Upsilon Crux on any search engine, all you'll get is a bunch of stuff for our band because we're the only people out there with that name.
I guess that's the benefit of having kind of a unique name.
That'd be the only benefit,
yeah. The only. But right on. And you were just telling me about how the lineup's kind of changed. You guys are like a four-piece now?
Yeah, we're a four-piece now. It's our most traditional lineup we've ever had. It's just two guitars, bass, and drums. Each one of our albums has a different lineup, and some of our albums have a few lineups within one album. So we're constantly changing members, but keeping the core.
Right on. It's kind of like it's a Destiny's Child.
Yeah, we are the son of Destiny's Child, actually.
And then... let's see, some of the bands you toured with. You just told me you toured with The Locust before?
Yeah, we've toured with The Locust and Plot to Blow Up the Eiffel Tower and the X Models. We did that tour last year, a West Coast thing. We've also toured with the Bad Dudes, to name a few. We do a lot of touring on our own as well, playing with lots of different bands on the East Coast. We play with Child Abuse and Inchy. We play a lot of shows with the Flying Ludenbachers and bands of that nature.
Right on. Is touring something you necessarily like doing, or do you find it kind of rough?
I enjoy touring myself. It's tough, you know, working on a dynamic with different members, but touring is great, I think. You know, this is what we do, is play music, and we try to get it to as many people as possible. It's hard to listen to, and it's even harder to play, but, you know, we try, you know.
Have you guys always been based out of L.A.?
No, actually, we're from San Diego.
Oh, are you still from San Diego?
No, we all live here in L.A. now.
Right on.
But most of the members have been up here in L.A. for the past 4 years, and I just moved here about a month and a half ago.
You guys are touring. Like, any favorite cities?
San Francisco is always great. New York is great. Yeah. Portland is good as well. Olympia has the best shows for sure. People really get into it.
Right on. Yeah, I've noticed some of the, like, usually bigger cities are kind of fun, but then at the same time, the smaller cities, those kids are, like, starving for... entertainment.
Yeah, that's what it seems like. In places like Olympia, you know, they don't have any money, so they don't buy anything, but they what they lack in money, they have in excitement, you know. They get pretty pumped, so it's good.
Right on. So let's see. Let's play another song off here. And we're thinking it's you guys, right?
No, I think actually next is going to be a Plot to Blow Up the Eiffel Tower song, I believe.
Cool. So
or the Bad Dudes, one of the two.
We'll figure out. Let's see. Let's play a little bit.
This is the Bad Dudes.
All right, everybody stick around. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
What up? That was Bad Dudes. This is Strobe Life Radio. We're talking about dogs right now. I just got a baby pug, and it's keeping me awake all the time. And your dog is?
No, I'll give a shout out to my dog, Ozzy. He's a lab chow mix, and he really is the best dog in the world. That last track was from the Bad Dudes. They're a local LA band, former members of Miracle Chosuke. Probably one of the best bands playing in LA right now, period. They have a new album out, available on CD and vinyl, and they play LA and Orange County all the time. And like I said, they're a great band. They're also playing at the Echo on Sunday the 19th with us and some girls, and also in the Bay Area this weekend at Blues Gallery and at Grandma's House in Oakland.
Nice. So what else, any other like bands you're listening to right now? What are some of your favorites? What's in the CD player right now?
Bands that we like to listen to a lot are a lot of older progressive bands like Magma, Mahavishnu Orchestra, King Crimson, Universe Zero, Prezant, Albert Marcour, Noi, Faust, Can, all the greats. As far as newer bands, we're huge fans of Orth Realm and The Locust, Plot to Blow Up the Eiffel Tower, of course The Bad Dudes, and I don't know, right now I can't think of anything else, but there's so many great bands out there.
Yeah. You guys have been together for a long time. You just tell me almost 10 years?
Yeah, we'll be coming up on 10 years, I don't know, pretty soon, maybe in about 6 months or so.
Any big anniversary tours?
We're going to be touring Europe, actually, for our 10th anniversary.
Which, have you been there before?
No, I've been to Europe, but we've never played there. So we'll be doing dates in France and in Germany, Austria, and Italy in late August, early September.
It's crazy. It's is it quite a trouble to get overseas as far as equipment and stuff? It's expensive now.
Yeah, it's expensive, but I think we're going to be using other people's equipment. I don't think equipment from the U.S. can hook up to their power over there. They run on different power. So, you know, your plug is not going to fit on theirs. And even if you have an adapter, it's not really going to work out. I wanted to also say, too, last night I went and saw one of the greatest shows that I've ever seen was Brujeria at the Santa Ana Galaxy with Cattle Decapitation. And for anyone familiar with Brujeria, you know, the legend that they would never tour, that they would never play, well, they are touring and they are playing, and it's unbelievable. So if you get a chance tonight to go out and see them at the Key Club, I would not pass on it. No matter how expensive it is, it's going to be one of the best shows you've ever seen if you're into that type of music.
Well, what are they like? Like, what do they sound like?
Brujeria is like a Mexican death metal band that's kind of shrouded in mystery. They promote like an anti-U.S. rhetoric, and they also promote like heavy drug use and that type of thing, but in a very Mexican way, I guess I would say. They're very scary and, you know, semi-racist, but they're really pushing an agenda that a lot of people should check out right now. Also playing with them is Cattle Decapitation, a great band from San Diego, death metal band, good friends of ours that we've played with for years. And their new album's going to be coming out soon, and they're playing a lot of songs from their new album. So if you get a chance, seriously, go check it out. Key Club tonight.
Right on. I've seen Cattle Decapitation before. I just saw them with some girls. They just played. They opened up for them. They're a pretty cool band. It's the first time I got to see them before.
Yeah, they used to have members of the Locust in their band, but now they're Locust-free and doing a more straight-ahead, like straight-ahead death metal instead of the more grindcore thing that they were doing before when Gabe was from the Locust was in their band.
Right on. So you want to play another tune off the CD?
Yeah, this actually is going to be a Plot to Blow Up the Eiffel Tower track.
It's a whopping 58 seconds long?
Yes.
It's good tunes. All right, so this is Strobe Life Live Radio. We'll be right back. Here we go. I'm That was actually some plot. The first band, we couldn't figure out who it was, but they were great. 58 Seconds of Madness.
Yeah, that was great.
So, let's see. What else do you want to talk about? What's you guys got going on?
Well, I mean, I'd like to talk about creative music and how important it is to stay creative with whatever music you're doing. I'd like to promote an agenda with not trying to stick to any sort of fad or fashion when it comes to music. I know that's important for a lot of people, and I think it does have its place, but I also think people should be conscious of pushing a creative agenda as far as music goes and pushing an envelope. You know, LA is a great place to be playing music right now because there's so many great bands and there's so many great people promoting all the music that's happening. And I think it's just really important for everyone to stay creative and to break the mold, whatever that means, you know.
Yeah. Have you guys have you guys changed your sound up throughout the time? Has it pretty much evolved, or have you kind of kept it, you know, consistent?
Well, I mean, it has evolved and been consistent at the same time, in that we're always playing technical and creative and music that we think is pushing the envelope as far as creative music goes. But, you know, influences always change, yeah. And members always change, and they bring, you know, what they have to the table. But, yeah, we've been consistent in making unlistenable music for, you know, the last 10 years.
That's good. Yeah, sometimes you go out to shows and bands just get so repetitive, and they all just start to sound the same. So if someone can change it up a bit, then that's amazing to me.
Yeah, I think people, you know, they want to be popular, which is great. Everyone does. You know, everyone wants to have a following. But it's also important to keep pushing your music. I think your following and popularity will come no matter what you're doing, because people want to be into music, period. So yeah. If you're playing good music, they're going to get into it if that's all they've got to get into. But a lot of times people want to toil in one sound forever, and it just, you know, stagnates. And I think right now LA is like really doing a great job as far as pushing creative music and good music. There's so many good bands and so many good shows happening all the time. I mean, 10 years ago, that wasn't the case here. There was nothing happening in LA. And you'd come up here, and it was just a bunch of swingster stuff, you know, a bunch of, like, the whole Sinatra revival happening here.
Yikes.
And yeah, and it's great to move up here and see all of that gone and see a lot of people trying to do interesting things.
Do you prefer, to like the all-ages kind of shows? Do you notice the difference when the 21 and over and the kids stuff? Some more, like, kids that seem to come out?
Well, I enjoy playing all-ages shows, but I prefer, like, 21 and up shows, only because it seems to me that people pay a little bit more attention to the music and less attention to, like, teen angst or whatnot. Not to have any problems with, like, kids or anything. I was a kid, too, and, you know, I was excited then as well, but it seems to me that I enjoy playing, like, the 21 and over shows a little bit more.
Right on. Yeah, a lot of times it's different, you know. Every band kind of has... You know, can find their niche in either way. Some bands like apply to just kids, you know, and some of them don't go over very well with.
If you can have both, that's the best mix, you know. If you can have a thing where people can actually drink and relax a little bit, and also, you know, those who aren't of age yet for whatever reason can still come and hang out and see shows, I think that's great.
Right on. So maybe again, anybody who's listening, this is Jesse from Upsilon and Crux. And if you head over to myspace.com/strobelife radio, there's a link to all their pages, and then you can have a listen to them and check out some of their upcoming shows. What else we got on here? Do you know what's next?
Actually, I don't know what's next.
All right. We'll see. Any idea?
This sounds like it might be an Orthrom track.
All right. All right, everybody. Stick around. We'll play a couple more tunes here, and then we'll be right back. Thanks. We'll be right back. So I think this is the remix of this track right here. Something's getting stuck. Whatever. We'll move on. All right, here's maybe another one. I guess that's it. That's all the tunes. We're out. So, Jesse, what do you got to say?
I wanted to mention a couple other bands that people should listen to. One of them being the Gorge Trio. They're a band from all over the world. They have members from all over the world, and they get together and play. One of the members is in Iced Earth. Another is in the Flying Ludenbachers. And another band that we play with a lot in L.A., which is a great experimental band. It's called Open City. You can see them at such venues as The Smell or The Echo all the time. Those guys are playing out quite often.
Right on. Have you heard of The Meishi?
Yeah, definitely.
They're great. Like,
yeah, they're great.
I just saw them actually at The Smell like a few weeks ago.
Yeah, The Smell's a great venue. You know, it's been around for like 8 years now. We've been playing there the whole time. And it's great that they can have low-cost shows. You know, usually they're about $5 to $6, and you can see 4 to 5 bands and have some good vegetarian food and get to hit up one of those killer bars that are right around the corner in downtown, you know?
There's some nice, cheap Mexican bars, and then there's, like, a block over, there's some very expensive martini bars.
Yeah, this is starting to happen here in downtown, which is something I'm kind of disappointed in. You know, like, coming to downtown used to be a great experience because you were able to separate yourself from, like, West L.A. And now it seems that the whole, like, West L.A. vibe is encroaching itself upon downtown. And it looks to me like there's no helping that, which some people see as a good thing. I personally don't really enjoy, so.
Yeah, it seems like they're trying to renovate Hollywood a lot right now. But I think they should concentrate more on downtown because it's so great down there, like, great atmosphere, I think. Looking and being downtown, but there's nothing really that much to do or to go to.
Yeah, I think it's good, though, when they leave it alone, because then you can have places like The Smell. You know, they can operate for 8 years without anyone coming in and stopping it, or the cops, or the city putting That's anything true. On them, you know. And the more pizza kitchens and martini bars you put in downtown, the less chance that The Smell is going to have to be able to survive in that location, because when the rents go up, then a place like The Smell, who has $5 shows that caters to bands from all over the world, can't really do that anymore, and that's a shame.
Right on. Yeah. Yeah, I love downtown. Good, there's always, so, like, daytime, it's kind of a little chaotic, but it's good little shops. Santee Alley, it's good stuff.
Yeah, there's some great stuff to do, you know. I mean, pretty much every band in L.A. rehearses down there. It's been a great thing for local bands for a while now, so hopefully we can still keep The Smell and keep some of the rehearsal spaces and whatnot, you know.
So when you guys lived down in San Diego, what kind of places did you play down there? Did you play at the Shea Cafe and all that?
Yeah, there's very few places to play in San Diego, one of which being the Shea Cafe, which is like a collective of artists and vegetarians and peace activists and whatnot. Yeah. And they have a great staff there that books great shows. Another place to play in San Diego is the Casbah, which has been around for about 15 years now, which has hosted every band that's ever come to San Diego, basically. And then there's a great little bar in a city called North Park, which is just north of downtown San Diego, called Scolari's Office. And if anyone's looking to play San Diego, hit that place up. The shows are free. They pay the bands about $50, and you can drink for free.
Wow. Drink for free?
You can drink for free, and they pay you $50, and they don't charge to get into the show.
Wow.
So it's great. You know, the place only holds about 35 people, but it has a great vibe, and a lot of people come out to the shows because of the fact that it is free.
Did you guys ever play the Soma, like, before it moved?
No, we've never played Soma, ever. Yeah. It's kind of more for your punk rock, your mainstream punk rock.
Because that was in, like, a movie theater or something.
The one now is a movie theater. Soma's been in 3 different venues, the first being downtown, second being the Valley area, Fashion Valley area, and now being closer to the stadium, Sports Arena.
Yeah. Yeah, I used to live in San Diego, and I went there. The one that they had all the water problems or something, and they had to shut it down.
Yep.
But I saw the Toilet Boys, which is amazing, like crazy, crazy pyrotechnics and everything.
Toilet Boys are great. There's another great band from San Diego that tours with the Toilet Boys called Multiple Stab Wounds.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out to Mario. That guy's a great guy. He does a lot of promotion down there, and they have a similar show to the Toilet Boys where they have a lot of pyrotechnics, and they put on a great rock show.
Nice. Mario does the Art Fag label, right?
Yeah, he sure does.
I just saw he's running some other club now, something at Livewire or something.
Yeah, he's doing the Livewire, which is a bar that is owned by members of Rocket from the Crypt. It's a small venue, but they have a great beer selection, like, you know, 15, 20 beers on tap, stuff that you can't get anywhere else, you know.
Nice.
And they promote a lot of good music. You know, the Swami DJ's there all the time, and if you know anything about him, he's a great DJ.
Right on. Yeah. What kind of bands did you like when you were living down there? What kind of locals?
Local bands in San Diego, of course, the Locust is great. We used to play with a band called Physics a lot. We were huge fans of Heavy Vegetable, which is the members of Pinback. It was their first band, Rob Crow. Thingy was a great band. Rocket from the Crypt. It's a pretty cool band that, you know, has some awesome shows.
Yeah, Rocket just actually broke up. They're no longer.
Yeah, man. But they break up a lot, and they reunite a lot. So
we'll come
I think
back later.
I think they'll be back in about a year. Those guys can never stay away.
Yeah, I saw they were doing their, quote, last show was like Halloween or something, and the Bronx played with them and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, it's kind of a bummer. I hope they get back together. I used to love that band.
Oh, those guys will be doing stuff forever, you know, yeah. Like Drive Like Jehu and the Sultans and whatnot. They'll be doing some great stuff for a really long time.
I hope so. They're rad. All right, I'm going to play a little song off. This is actually a San Diego label, 31G. This is a little compilation of all of these bands doing Queen covers. Have you heard of this?
Yeah, Dynamite we're Philosophy? Actually on this album.
Oh, yeah? Do you know what track it is?
I'm not sure about the number, but we do Bicycle Race from Queen.
Maybe I'll try to find it here.
Track 6 or something. That's what I'm thinking.
Maybe tell a little story about recording this, and I'll see if I can find it on here.
We recorded this in our living room. A place that I shared with Travis from Cattle Decapitation in North County, San Diego. It was recorded by Matt Otley. He's a member of the band called Disre Anti-Youth. He's a great drummer and a great recorder and a great arranger. Some of the other bands that are on this label are the Blood Brothers. I believe they recorded the first track on this album. The Locust, of course, is doing a Flash Gordon track. Weasel Walter is doing Bohemian Rhapsody. And there's a bunch of other great bands on this track as well.
Yeah, I just played earlier. I played the one that's the We Will Rock You cover.
Yeah, that is Melt Banana.
Oh yeah,
doing
right on. Yeah, I love the CD. It's so good. All right, so we'll play Bicycle Race by you guys. We'll be right back. What's up? That was Bicycle Race by Upsilon of Crux. I'm here with Jesse. We're playing some tunes, chatting it up, and right on. Is that your favorite Queen song?
That's my second favorite Queen song. I do like the Flash Gordon track out of all the Queen songs.
Yeah, that one's pretty good. The little Locust cover. I was going to play some Neon Blonde here. They're actually have an interview with Johnny Whitney, I think next week or the week after. I wrote some stuff for the South by Southwest guide, and I guess Neon Blonde may or may not be playing it, but either way, I recorded it and I'm going to play it on the show in a week or two. But, yeah, I like the band a lot, so I'm going to give you guys a little listen. Don't any jokes? Sorry, I have to load stuff and it takes a little bit here.
I don't know any jokes.
All right, so we're going to play a little Neon Blonde here. We'll be right back. What's up? This is Jess King, the Strobe Life Radio. Everybody head over to myspace.com/StrobeLifeRadio and send us any comments, questions, requests, whatever you want. Just played a little Neon Blonde there. That's Johnny from the Blood Brothers. And after that was Headwound City, which is actually JP from the Locust, and Gabe also playing drums. And Cody and Jordan from the Blood Brothers, and then Nick from the AES. It's a sweet little CD. It's only like 10 songs. under 10 minutes. $5. Everybody go get it. I'm here with Jesse from Epsilon the Crux. And maybe give a little hello to everybody else who's in the band. Who else? Name all the other guys. And
well, Paul Lai plays guitar. And Eric the King Kiersnowski plays bass. And then we have Brady Miller, who also plays guitar. And he also plays guitar in the Bad Dudes. I wanted to mention another couple bands that we play with frequently and infrequently that you all should check out. One being the King Cobras from Portland. They're a great two-piece consisting of guitar and drums and vocals. And they do a really interesting kind of thrashy prog. I don't know what else to say, but they're a great band. King Cobras, if you can check them out.
Right on. I've heard of them before, but I actually haven't seen them play or anything yet.
It's members of the Circuit Side, which was a great band from L.A. that was very short-lived. Members of that band and some other bands, too, that I can't recall at the moment. Another good band that plays L.A., that has been playing L.A. for the past 10 years, is the Polar Goldie Cats. We've been able to share the stage with them many times. If you ever see them playing, go check them out as well.
So you mentioned the Smells like one of your favorite places to go. What about what else do you like to go to? As far as like maybe like a 21 and over place that's kind of happening. Do you go to the Scene at all if you've been there before?
No, I've never been to the Scene. I've been to the Scene in San Diego, but they're closed down now.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's the same people, but that was an okay place. Pretty much for L.A., I really enjoy going to the Smell. I also like going to the Echo at times, but they're a little bit pricey, yeah. So it's kind of tough. Spaceland is also a great venue, you know, in that they do have a lot of great bands that play there. I just saw Zombie there not too long ago, which is a band we're playing with on the 25th. They are kind of doing a tribute to the band Goblin, which did a lot of Italian horror film soundtracks.
Nice.
And we'll be playing a Goblin cover song because of them on the 25th.
You said you're going to be playing the Echo soon, right?
Yeah, we will be playing the Echo on the 19th with some girls. And it'll be an early show that I should mention. Starts at 6 o'clock.
Oh, wow.
So if you're thinking about going, make sure to remember that it's an early show. And the Bad Dudes will be playing as well. And if you haven't seen the Bad Dudes, they're a must-see band.
I think are the Prayers playing that night too?
I believe so. I believe so.
It's a part-time punks thing, right?
Yeah, the lineup keeps changing on that show from day to day. So it's hard to keep up.
Right on, yeah, because I remember seeing that the Prayers were going to play that thing.
Also, at the Orthrum show on the 25th, we also have members of Man is the Bastard playing, opening up the show.
Nice. And the Smell, or not the Smell, but the Echo for part-time punks on Sundays, it's free. So
yeah, it's a free show.
Anybody who's around town should definitely go. Every Sunday is like cool bands, and it's a free show, so why not?
Right? It's a free show, and you can eat at Rodeo's Mexican Food right across the street.
There you go.
Get a plate of
food. The Bright Spot right around the corner.
$2.
So, all right. So I was gonna play. I was gonna play a little band here called the Meishi. They're from around here. Have you seen them play before?
No, I've never seen the Meishi play before. I've heard their records, but I've never seen them play.
They're pretty cool. I just got them at the Smell actually, and they were quite impressive. So I think they have a show coming up at the Troubadour either this week or maybe I just missed it. Maybe it was a Wednesday. Maybe it was yesterday. But anyways, should check them out. I'm kind of into them a lot right now. So listen to some Meishi. We'll be right back.
Keeping a vampire, a vampire beast. Yes, a vampire, yeah.
That there was the Meishi. We're almost wrapping stuff up here. This is Strobe Life Radio. Got a few minutes left. Maybe head on over to, Strobe Life Radio at MySpace. You can check out Upsilon Crux. There's a link to their page up on the schedule. Y'all in my top eight right now. It's a very modern compliment.
Awesome. Let me give out the spelling, too, to our band, just in case. It's UPSILONACRUX. That's UPSILONACRUX. You can pronounce it however you like. Upsilon Crux, Upsilon Crew, Upsilon Crew,
the UA. Right on. So these guys have some great shows coming up. Anybody's listening? Check out the page. All the show dates will be up on there. And yeah, some cool stuff happening. Alright, I'm gonna see if I can find something else to play. Just gonna see, got any good tour stories? Any crazy stuff that's happened?
Any crazy tour stories? Let me think for a minute. I'll try to recall some action here.
There's always some crazy fans, some crazy drunks that might give you some hell. There's always some vans flipping over.
There was a great band that we toured with called Calibus, and we played shows with them in a band called Creation is Crucifixion about 4 years ago. Calibus is members of the legendary band Lethargy from Rochester, New York. They also have another band called Silico, which has a short release you can pick up on Relapse. Those guys were pretty crazy on tour. You know, they're from Rochester, New York, so they're a robust gentleman, and they took a trip to see Jimi Hendrix's grave up in Seattle and proceeded to do a lot of drugs off his headstone, which was a good thing to see and not partake in.
Something, why not, right?
Well, why not for them, I guess. But, you know, I mean, it's great to see and not partake in.
There you go. Have you heard of this band Space Horse?
No, I've never heard of Space Horse.
They're a cool band. They're from, I believe they're from San Diego. They sent me their CD, and I'm liking it a lot. So I was thinking I might spend a little tune off of this. And then after that, I might throw on a little more. There's Kids on TV. They're from Toronto. Kind of electro stuff, but they're crazy. Their performances are just like, you never know. They change it up every time. So they're a band worth checking out. So play a couple tunes here. We'll come back. We'll say our goodbyes. And then you guys will be on your way. All right, so here we go. Space Horse. Lost our teeth and combed our hair. Laptop, desktop, and laser jet. You could call.
tell us the hot shot set. Integrity, best in our field. Most other snakes will lie and steal. We pride ourselves on serving you and increasing our revenue. TSX, you looking for company? We are the company. You looking for company? We are the company. You looking for company? We are the company. You looking for company?
Is not a riddle. I'm climbing that ladder right to the middle. Cutthroat and deep throat and give it a gloss. Present it on a PowerPoint for no fuck cost. Plug it in and it'll give you a shock. Come into my office, we need to talk. TSX, you looking for company? We are the company. You looking for company? We are the company. You looking for company? We are the company. You're looking for company. We are the company! You're intimidated or titillated by this dynamic. Monopolize the market of the North Atlantic. Mr. Fascist Boss Man, wield that power. Is it pennies from heaven or golden showers? You know this company is growing fast. And now the burgers go! TSX, you looking for company? We are the company. You looking for company? We are the company. You looking for company? We are the company. You looking for company? We are the company.
All right. That's my weekly workout, running to a meter. Woo! All right. I'm going to catch my breath here. Cigarettes are great for to smoke right before you go jogging, right? What up, Jesse?
Not a whole lot of man. Just enjoying my time here in the radio.
You guys are going to be doing a... You guys have another radio thing coming up too, right?
Yeah, we're going to be talking on a local radio station in San Francisco tomorrow morning about 11:30 a.m. To promote our shows that are happening at Balzoo's Gallery in San Francisco on the 10th and at Grandma's House in Oakland on the 11th.
Nice.
I'd also like to say to check out Daft Alliance Media. They're a local label in San Francisco that's been putting out a lot of good music. They're run by Nathan Berlinguet, former member of Creationist Crucifixion and 55-2000.
Nice, nice. And this interview here is actually going to be up on killradio.org after this. That's recording it today. And what's up? You want to give a little plug here? Introduce yourself.
Oh, go ahead. My name is DJ Oatmeal. And today we got Milk and Cookies at Infusion Gallery. Some beautiful images of extremely beautiful women. And the show's, the artist's name is Lior Ron. That sounds Israeli to me. Today's Thursday, February 9th, right?
Yeah.
6 p.m. to 11 p.m. Is their artist reception tonight. The show is until February 28th. And this place is at 828 South Main Street, L.A., and their phone number. You can check them out at infusiongallery.com. So I won't give you their phone number. You can get the phone number there.
That works. Thanks. DJ Oatmeal, how'd you come up with that name? Like oatmeal?
Yeah, I like oatmeal. Oatmeal's all right.
It's all right.
Oh, I like oatmeal because it's really sort of nondescript. It's just like gray and sort of...
You don't know what you have until you add water.
It's totally bland, actually.
Just the way it should be. All right, thanks. All right, and big thanks to Jesse here from Epsilon the Crux. Thank you so much for coming in. You came in at last minute. You can go back to sleep. Enjoy your day. Do whatever you like.
Yeah, we'll be going up to San Francisco tonight, so I won't be doing any more sleeping until
long
then.
Drive. What's the place called again that you guys are playing up there?
Balzoo's Gallery and also Grandma's House in Oakland. I just want to say thanks to killradio.org for having this show. It's a great thing to be able to promote all the local bands and all the international bands that are coming into town. Just like to say thanks to the Bad Dudes and Polar Goldiekratz, Nels Klein, Open City, and all the great LA bands. Thanks a lot, guys.
Cool. Thank you so much for coming on. I'll definitely be at the show. on the 19th. I'll be at that one at the Echo. I will be there.
10-4.
And, yeah, thanks so much. Everybody's listening. Head over to, actually, myspace.com/StoreBlockRadio. And also, this interview is being recorded, so come back later, listen to it again, tell your friends to listen, play it for your mom and dad. You know, it's good stuff. I'm going to end here with Charles Rowland, who's actually, we were talking about the plot a lot today, so he did some little recording of his own, and it's kind of cool, so I thought I'd share that with you. All right, thanks everybody for listening. Thanks for the parking people for not giving me a ticket and being over on my meter. And tune back next week. All right, thanks.
Absolutely.